No wonder Selina escapes this paltry existence by assuming the identity of Catwoman. It is a sensible decision. The only problem is that before it can happen, she must suffer a brutal death from defenestration, which gives pause to all the would-be Catwomen in the audience who are fed up with shouting, "Honey, I'm home," to an empty flat. I mean, is it worth chucking yourself off the Shell building in the remote chance it might turn you into Catwoman? Well, it's tricky. I am still weighing it up.
Billy, get up to that shop and do as you're told.
He shook his head. His mother stepped forward, but he backed off, keeping the same distance between them. Although she was too far away, she still swiped at him, and although he saw a hand coming and going well clear of his face, he still flicked his head back instinctively.
I'm not going.
He moved behind the table.
Aren't ya? We'll see about that.
They faced each other across the table, their fingers spread on the cloth like two pianists ready to begin.
He must have crawled away from the others, John said.
Or been driven away,
their father said, looking at the sixth pup. His fur was white, where the rest of the litter was grey. His eyes were as red as the blood of the ragged man who had died that morning. Bran thought it curious that this pup alone would have opened his eyes while the others were still blind.
Huh, an albino, Theon Greyjoy said with wry amusement. This one will die even faster than the others.
Jon Snow gave his father's ward a long, chilling look.
I think not, Greyjoy, he said. This one belongs to me.